DOJ's strategic priorities, highlighting the government's main areas of focus for 2013, 2014, and beyond.
Creating social inclusion and protection for the most vulnerable Jamaicans remains a priority for the government of Jamaica. In today's program, we tell you about an initiative to regularize informal settlements across Jamaica, thereby empowering more Jamaicans to contribute to the growth of the country. Regularizing informal communities across Jamaica is high on the government's agenda, as it seeks to provide citizens with a higher standard of living. Under the government's comprehensive national titling program launched in 2012, persons living in informal housing settlements are provided with land titles to properties they have been occupying for some time. Informal settlements are regarded as areas where groups of housing units have been constructed on land that the occupants have no legal claim to or occupy illegally.
The government of Jamaica has embarked on a national titling program, which is a comprehensive program ordered by the Cabinet of Jamaica to look at different areas of the country, different ministries, where there are informal settlements occurring, with a view to regularize those and to issue titles to the occupants who have been living there for some time.
Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Transport, Works and Housing, Dr. Maurice Guy. Residents residing in informal communities in Westmoreland are among the groups of persons who will benefit under the initiative. Minister Guy says negotiations for the purchase of lands in 12 informal settlements are ongoing. He adds that the government is taking steps to expedite the process with private and public sector owners to provide titles to occupants.
Westmoreland is the first in a series of consultations and conversations we are having. We have been able to identify about 12 informal settlements which are at various stages of development, and some of which people have been living on for upwards of 40 years and have not received their titles.
Other efforts by the government to normalize informal communities across the country include the drafting of a squatter policy. The policy will incorporate recommendations from the draft National Housing Policy. The draft National Housing Policy was prepared in 2011 by teams from the University of Technology and the University of the West Indies.
The ministries actually will also be looking at developing a squatter policy outside of the National Housing Policy. But the National Housing Policy will give a general overview on some of the recommendations as it relates to informal settlements that would fit within the PSUP program.
Director of Housing Policy in the Ministry of Transport, Works and Housing, Paula Parks. She says the ministry will be consulting with residents of informal communities for feedback on how their living conditions can be improved. Fulfilling the National Housing Policy is part of the government's priority going forward.
Now, our draft National Housing Policy has as its main objective to provide adequate, affordable, and legal housing to all Jamaicans by 2030. Basically, that is the main objective of the policy.
The initiatives being undertaken by the government are expected to have far-reaching benefits as they are integral to the country's Vision 2030 Long-Term National Development Plan, which aims to enable Jamaica to achieve developed country status by 2030.
Jamaica makes quantum leap in the 2014 Logistics Performance Index.
Ground broken for total logistics facility at Kingston Wharves.
Jamaicans access logistics training in China, and Maritime Institute trains over 34,000 in Logistics 101.
But that's not all. Logistics 102 has been launched.
We are Hub Active.
Things are indeed happening.
This is a powerful vision of Jamaica's future, unfolding now before our very eyes, in what I call the hub effect.
Yes, the Jamaica Logistics Hub Initiative, a bold new vision for Jamaica's future.
The National Solid Waste Management Authority, in partnership with the Ministry of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change, will be rolling out a six-month pilot program for the collection of electronic waste across selected communities in St. Catherine, Kingston and St. Andrew. They will be collecting your e-waste on the last Sunday of each month during the pilot program. Visit nswma.gov.jm for more information and play your part. Remember, Jamaica's beauty is our duty. Funded by the Strategic Approach to International Chemicals Management.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.